folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scattily-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, you revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Mike, you're always too shy to record your beautiful falsetto singing voice on the podcast.
What are you talking about? That was me doing the intro.
Yeah, I know you'd like to claim credit, but it is
Hannah, you know, she'd like credit, but she just gave me singing lessons. That was all me. And piano lessons and drum lessons.
Wow, I would have never known. You make such a great woman.
And lying lessons.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome to another episode of Pork Therapy, we tell you anything but the truth, right?
With any luck, this will be a mini episode or an episode dito or something.
You might even say like a Melba toast. You know, like a small...
You might? Why would you say that?
Because they're eating Melba toast, our peanut gallery.
Oh, it's a Melba gallery.
Yes, it's a Melba episode because it's going to be a little one.
So our last episode, we were talking about holidays and...
And Mike...
Our opinions of them.
Yes, Mike hates holidays. But in there general, is one holiday besides his birthday that he will celebrate.
And what I hate is holidays for the sake of holidays that mean nothing.
Yeah.
To me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there is a holiday that... It has kind of an interesting, unique history, and it ended up being someone's made-up holiday that means a lot to them, and it's become kind of a tradition.
And a lot of our listeners probably know what this holiday is already, or they might have even been to an airing of grievances or something like that, right? Wait, of course, we're talking about Festivus.
No, for the rest of us.
Yes. For the rest of us. And I think that slogan is very emblematic of the meaning of Festivus, right?
Yeah, yeah. If the rest of the holidays don't fit you, make up your own.
Yeah,
so what is Festivus?
I like that.
Or at least, where do you think Festivus originated?
Oh, I don't have a fucking clue. Oh.
Okay, well, I do. It was... The reason it became famous is because it was on a Seinfeld episode, and basically George Costanza's dad invented Festivus. And George Costanza's dad and that whole family is really dysfunctional, and they're crazy. So the holiday involves a Festivus pole,
instead
like a stripper pole.
Instead of a tree,
a pole.
It's an aluminum pole,
yeah,
right?
In the house, and around dinner they have the airing of the grievances, and everyone...
Where you tell your family all the reasons they've disappointed you over the past year.
And Festivus isn't over until you wrestle the master of the house to the ground or something like that. And it gets weirder, but it was funny in the episode, and of course there's a billion Seinfeld fans, so it kind of took on a life of its own.
Oh, well, when you asked me where it originated, I knew about it from Seinfeld,
right.
But I didn't know that... apparently there's a history even before that, right?
Well, right. One of the authors of that episode's... the main author, I guess, of that episode, his parents actually had Festivus. And it wasn't exactly like that, but it was quite similar, he said. You can find that out in the interview, behind the scenes info on the Seinfeld DVDs. But
it's probably on the Wikipedia for Festivus.
It probably is, good point.
Okay.
So he says in his interview about this episode that he had to be really, really talked into making this episode because Festivus embarrassed him. And harmed his psyche as he grew up. And yet he made an episode about it, and people love the hilarity and the individuality of it and make it their own.
Yeah.
So much so that even last year, I went to a Festivus celebration.
Yeah, and you had a turducken, didn't you?
They ate turducken. I think that was the meal.
Duck wrapped in a turkey, wrapped in bacon, with a chicken in its butt.
Yeah, actually, we had a turducken deluxe where it's wrapped in bacon. We added
the
deluxe, but turducken's from it. And everyone did Seinfeld-y themes. Like, I brought a marble rye, which is a different Seinfeld episode.
That's the one where somebody steals it.
Right. But basically, it was a bunch of friends hanging out on a day that has nothing to do with any other holiday. I think we chose December 23rd or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so we made our own holiday and started our own tradition.
Yeah, and I like that because it's kind of like a big F you to all the traditionalists out there that are just doing things mindlessly for no reason because, oh, well, it's Christmas, so I guess we should get together with your family and
I have to,
something.
Even if I don't like him and I know it's going to be an argument, I don't like shopping for gifts, I have to do it. I am an automaton.
Mike, you make a... You should be audition for the role of the sex robot model when they finally make a male version of it.
Oh, do me harder.
Yo, you would get the
left,
part.
Go left. Deeper, deeper. Wait, that's the woman's role.
Deeper, deeper. It could be the man's role, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't really know.
How did we get back onto the sex robot episode?
You. It was your fault.
Anyway, I should correct myself. We didn't make up our own holiday tradition. We stole Festivus and tweaked it to our own liking, because it meant something to us, and we're making it mean more.
Well, you didn't. Maybe you didn't make it up, but you established your own tradition. Like, okay, F you, like, we don't want to do this whole Christmas bullshit that everybody's used to doing, and we don't like that, so we're going to start our own.
I am changing the name of our peanut gallery from Melba Gallery to Sunday Gallery, because that food looks pretty damn good.
It's not a sundae. It's a seafood
salad. Seafood salad. It looks like white scoops of vanilla ice cream with chocolate sprinkles, and they're eating it with graham crackers.
Oh, my God.
Do I need glasses?
Yes.
All right. Well, actually, I'll have it. Seafood salad looks good, too, though. Yeah. All right, I think
it actually does look like a sundae, but we're getting off topic here.
As usual.
We're talking about anti-traditionalism.
Oh, my God. Did we even introduce the show?
Yeah, we did. I had it covered. Okay. Don't worry. Take a deep breath, Mike. It's okay. Your job is to sing. My job is to introduce.
My job is to be the fluff.
Yes.
I'm the...
You make a great fluff.
You're the brains, I'm the body? Is that how it works? No,
I
don't think
definitely.
So.
Definitely. And a beautiful body it is.
Wow, it's a good thing they can only see my face in that picture.
Well, that's not you. That's Sally.
Oh, Sally.
And that's my evil twin.
Yeah.
She's a pirate. Anyway, so what else did we want to say about Festivus?
Nothing. I just thought it was a nice addendum to the holiday episode.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but what's the point? How does it relate to relationships and liberty? Because you're going to be a sex robot?
That's a good relation?
And what? You're going to give it to someone for Festivus? I don't know.
I don't know how it relates. Mike. You just ruined the whole episode by making it not have a point.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, do any of our episodes have a point? I don't think
good. So now you've ruined the whole series.
I think it was already ruined to begin with. We'll see you later. Oh, wait a minute. But, you know, if you want to give Mike the most special gift of all this season.
The season of Festivus.
Season of Festivus.
Date Mike-a-vis. You know, there is a Michaelmas.
Is there really?
Yes,
what is it?
I don't know. St. Michael or something. I don't know, but it's in the dictionary.
Oh, it's a Catholic holiday?
Yeah, there is a Michaelmas.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too fun.
I like that as a kid. Well, thanks a lot.
Unless you have a bunch of nuns in there spanking you and, you know, giving you the...
Well, hey, make up your own tradition.
I think that should be like a BDSM holiday where people, you know, your dom dresses up as a nun and spanks you with a ruler.
I'm sure that happens.
We should officialize it, though, so everybody has to do
it. That's right. We've named that tradition now, so you must do it.
What did the peanut gallery say?
It's all that
Wednesday. That's right. Their mouth was full of sea bat salad, so they didn't quite hear him the first time.
Anyway,
if you want to give Mike the most special gift of all this season and really show how much you care, you can email him at mike@porktherapy.com.
But if you, in general, want to ask us a question so we don't do these retarded, pointless, topicless, winding morasses of nothing episodes.
More asses? I want less asses. What are you talking about?
If you want less asses, then send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com. Or call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
As our theme song says. And if you forget the number, don't worry. You can just listen to Hannah sing it because her voice is much prettier than ours.
Yeah. Listen to us sing at the beginning of the episode and compare it to her singing at the end of the episode.
Oh, no. We don't want to be compared. We're all special in our own way.
We're all special in a non-special kind of way.
Oh, and we better cut it out there. We'll see
Find
you next
us.
Time.
See ya.
Actually, we're going to be off next week because we'll be celebrating Festivus, so don't check the website for a new episode. Don't go to porktherapy.com and see if there's a new one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.